This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Somalia's army says it has killed 44 al-Shabaab militants in the latest offensive against the group in the lower Shabelle region. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu, Somalia.
Somalia's Deputy Information Minister Abdirahman Al-Adala told state media Saturday that forces from the intelligence unit with the support of international partners killed 44 al-Shabaab militants in the Ali Futo area, about 200 kilometers from the capital, Mogadishu, near the Kuntrawari district of the lower Shabelle region. The minister said the militants were regrouping at the time. The operation comes about a week after the Somali army said it killed 67 militants in the central Muduk region. Somali security forces have been conducting major operations against Al-Shabaab since the start of the campaign last July. The government said in April that more than 3,000 Al-Shabaab fighters have been killed since the start of the military campaign, which has been supported by troops from Djibouti, Ethiopia and Kenya, since those countries agreed in January to conduct joint military operations against Al-Shabaab strongholds. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Pakistan's prime minister ordered authorities on Saturday to identify and arrest all those involved in violent acts after former Prime Minister Imran Khan's arrest this week sparked deadly unrest. Khan departed the court premises late Friday night and headed towards his hometown Lahore amidst high security after a court granted him bail. His arrest in a land fraud case on Tuesday, which the Supreme Court ruled invalid and unlawful on Thursday, sparked violent protests by his supporters. Israel on Saturday ruled out an immediate truce in Gaza, saying the onus was on the Palestinian militants to stop launching rockets. This is VOA News. Twitter has a new CEO. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A veteran network executive leaving her job at NBC Universal expected to become the new CEO of Twitter. In the hours after Elon Musk announced that he had a new CEO for Twitter, NBC Universal's announced Linda Yaccarino, its chairwoman for global advertising, is leaving her job there. Yaccarino interviewed Musk on a Miami stage last month in front of hundreds of advertisers, and getting advertising back for Twitter will be a key priority. Musk has been running the company since he bought it last fall, but many of his new policies have been controversial and have prompted subscribers and advertisers to leave. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A firm in the U.S. state of Tennessee is refusing the government's request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A Tennessee company, Arc Automotive, is heading for a legal battle with U.S. auto safety regulators after refusing a request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Arc should recall 67 million inflators in the U.S. because they could explode and hurl shrapnel. At least two people have been killed in the U.S. and Canada. Six others have been hurt as a result of defective Arc inflators. ARC disputes any defects and says any problems are due to isolated manufacturing issues. The recall could cover nearly a quarter of the vehicles now on U.S. roadways. I'm Norman Hall.
Rome promised its full backing for Ukraine on Saturday as President Vladimir Zelensky began a visit for talks with Italian officials and Pope Francis, who said in late April the Vatican is involved in a peace mission to end the war with Russia. Zelensky, on his first trip to Italy since Russia invaded in February of last year, met Italy's president and prime minister before heading to the Vatican. This sound greeted him as he arrived at the presidential palace in Rome. Thousands flee Myanmar's west coast and Bangladesh. Officials race to evacuate Rohingya refugees as the most powerful cyclone in over a decade churns through the Bay of Bengal. Thai opposition leaders tour Bangkok in open-top jeeps, urging voters to turn out in force to kick out the military-backed government in Sunday's election. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.